Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You got one more at the end, right?
Yep.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny, taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan. Tonight, we're out and about on a Friday field trip from Uptown Alley. We're in Manassas, thanks to the good folks out here who have taken great care of us all day, and everybody in Manassas who stopped through, listened to the show, said hello. It's been good to get out of the office and get on the road. By the way, we should let people know Wednesday at 3 p.m. is our annual, much-anticipated Thanksgiving Day food draft.
Controversy-filled every year.
Every year. I got good news for the boys. I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret right here.
Oh.
This is for you. This is for Tobes, Darris, the whole crew, Ryan.
Now, is this real news or is this a fake report?
No, this is real news from a real account.
Okay.
I have secured for the boys a Thanksgiving spread, a feast of sorts, from Stupid Good Barbecue. That will be delivered right at the start of the Thanksgiving Day food draft from our friends over at the Great American Restaurants.
Come on.
And while we talk about the amazing sides that we're drafting, we will be eating them, and they'll actually be going into our bellies for the first time in show history.
What an unbelievably great thing.
This is big.
That is awesome.
Stupid Good Barbecue is doing a thing where people can get like
Thanksgiving
Day food
stuff. Yes.
So you can go check that out. GAR establishment over in Springfield, but they have been kind enough to agree.
That is phenomenal.
To help make our event that much more special for us. So that's coming up on Wednesday. Make sure you're listening. Much anticipated, 3 p.m. I guess the big question, the only thing left to answer is, how will Danny ruin it this year?
How will I find a loophole that infuriates everybody?
We're getting a lot of feedback from listeners on, you know, why don't we have a combine and certain foods you could choose from? So we're actually going to iron out some more details. There's going to be more structure this year to try to keep Danny from putting the kibosh on what is an otherwise very successful event annually on the Grant and Danny radio program. So we're looking forward to that. Also, off next week, somebody just asked me, are you guys doing a Friday field trip? The answer to that is no.
Yeah, so it was funny. We had a really nice listener who was like, hey, where are you guys at next week? And I'm sitting there staring at her. I'm like, I don't know. I know the schedule generally. Like, where are we? And it took me 10 minutes, a segment, and then I came back and was like, oh, we're nowhere because it's Thanksgiving.
Right.
We're nowhere.
Hey,
I'll be with my family.
Clary, I need you to jump back on mic really quickly when you get a chance because I just got a butt funny tweet, and it's a great idea. So if you have a second, whenever you're available.
I'm available.
Are you recording a video? Or?
So,
Sorry.
Everyone has gotten got before. Danny, you have gotten got. You got got by that tweet. Grant,
you
got got. Adam Schefter has got got. Grant, yes, you. Everyone has gotten got by a tweet.
Now, is it
in the middle of the show? I don't know.
I don't know that I've gotten got quite like you got got. So here's the question, bud. David just tweeted and said we need to go ahead and see the video Ryan recorded. I need you to give it to Darris so we can play it.
No.
Yes. Come on. Why not?
Will not. I'll play it on Locked On Nationals tonight.
It's a 30-second video. We need you to send it over to Dad. And then Dad's going to tell us when it's ready, and we'll and we'll play it for everyone.
We'll just
to hear.
Play it.
I already deleted it.
You didn't delete it.
I did. I promise to God I
did.
Right,
well, it's in your deleted videos. They stayed for 30 days.
It's on Snapchat. I don't have a good working front camera on my normal camera. Don't ask why. I have no idea. Snapchat's the only way that I can do it.
Sounds a little shady.
It's not. I swear.
It's a rapper named Slim Blank.
If he doesn't want to give us 30 seconds of incredible content, he doesn't have to.
Mm.
It's fine.
Mm.
The old Ryan Clary would have jumped through a table for this show.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, I remember him.
He jumped through two tables.
That beefier version of him?
Yeah.
He would have been right there when we needed him.
That side of beef would have gone right through that table for us.
He would have sent us the video. All right, good enough. And we'll leave you alone now. He's a little bit frustrated,
yeah,
it sounds like.
He's more no with me,
to,
I think.
To quote the Junkies, he's got the face.
He has the face.
Which is a great line that
so
they
perfect.
Have. All right, before we get out of here, a couple of NFL notes to hit. A.J. Brown has stopped calling out Jalen Hurts.
Took a break.
We got an Eagles fan at the bar over here. So for one day only,
yeah.
Jalen Hurts is no longer his least favorite Eagle, apparently. I kid a little bit.
He's offering you a one-day special.
But he has now thrown another one of his teammates under the bus. The greatest teammate of all time, A.J. Brown, asked about his step backwards this season. Says, well, what about Saquon Barkley? This is A.J. Brown.
You say there's been speculation out there that you are not the same player you once were. What would you say to those people?
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either.
If A.J. Brown had a odds board right now on being with the Eagles next year as opposed to gone, what do they look like? I mean, the chances that he's on that team in week one next year feel so minuscule. How do you run that back? If the relationship with his quarterback is as broken as it appears to be, and now you're just popping off like, I'm not the only guy not putting up numbers. Our Hall of Fame running back isn't either. Why don't you talk about him? And I'm paraphrasing a little bit. That's not exactly what he said. That's kind of the gist. I don't know, man. At some point, you're going to lose some allies in that locker room, aren't you?
Yeah, these are own goals. You know, these are missteps that are unnecessary. His point, by the way, is a good retort, and it's like a witty quip, but just given the context, right? I mean, like, are you going to go ask Saquon Barkley if he's washed up next? Come on, dude. Like, you know, nothing's going great. And the point makes sense, right? But again, given what's happened, given all the Twitch streams or whatever video game he's playing, running people under the bus, it's just another bit of thing that you have to explain away. Whereas you could have just said, yeah, I'm not having as good a season as I want. I think my skill set's still there. I don't think I have lost a step. And, you know, time will tell. We're still 8-2. There's a million things that you can say because it's annoying. You're not producing the way you want to. Philadelphia media is not going to leave you alone about it. Some of that attention is, by the way, self-inflicted that you've brought on yourself.
Right.
It's just avoidable, and he's like, no, I'd rather not avoid it. Let me blast this ball into my own net.
Well, there are people. We all know someone in our life. You know, everyone has a buddy or whatever, that oftentimes, when given two roads, drives down the wrong road. Whatever it is, they just make the wrong decision. It could be maturity, immaturity. It could be just, you know, how they reason, whatever. He is a guy, I think, that just chooses the wrong thing to say, to do, constantly. And I just think it's a maturity thing. Now, he is an amazing football player.
Yes, he is.
If you're ranking NFL wide receivers for the rest of their careers, like you're starting a franchise, you're picking a receiver today, how many guys do you take before A.J. Brown? Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase. Is there anyone else you'd definitely take before A.J. Brown that you would say has to be on the list? Puka Nacua puts up better numbers. Is he a better player? Jackson Smith and Jigba? Maybe, based on the year he's having. He's having kind of the best receiver in the league season. He's in the discussion, but A.J. Brown's been better for longer.
Yeah.
He's in that discussion at number 3 overall at the position.
He's absolutely in there.
So I'm not trying to knock the player, but the dude in the locker room, it's just less cute when you're not putting up the numbers. And it was DeSean Jackson. We played the clip yesterday. Former Eagles, great wide receiver. Played here in Washington, had some huge games, huge moments. He's now a head coach at Delaware State. And he said something to the effect of, when you are calling out teammates on a, you know, video game stream with your buddy and, you know, popping off about the quarterback or the offense or whatever, all eyes are on you. You welcome all the media in Philly, and they're very in tune, and they want the drama and the tension, and they're going to get to the bottom of it. They're all going to circle your locker. So it's not like, oh, well, these guys want to talk to me again. Yeah, man, because you keep posting random emojis, and they're wondering what the hell they mean, because that's not what a grown-up does. Like, grown-ups don't post emojis. They just say how they feel. And they do it in a professional manner. Someone said to me the other day on Twitter, they're like, you're always on A.J. Brown. How do you want him to act, man? No one's throwing him the ball. I was like, how about like every other receiver in the history of the league has? Like, handle this behind the scenes like you're supposed to. It's not that crazy that one guy does it this way and everyone else does it another way to say, eh, maybe you should do it more like the Terry McLaurins and the veterans around the league. Justin Jefferson's a great example. You think he's happy right now with J.J. McCarthy sailing the ball 50 feet over his head? I'll bet he's pretty pissed at his quarterback, too. He's not on a Twitch stream talking about drop me from your fantasy team.
Yeah.
He's a grown-up. He's a professional. There's a difference. But in the
case supposed
of,
to be, yeah.
In the case of A.J. Brown, like they're surrounding your locker. They're going to grill you. You know this going in. And it's just like every opportunity to say the right thing, he takes the other path.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And what I can't do, just by the way as a quick side, is the idea that he's some kind of victim in all this. Right? Like, that's what happens sometimes. In other words, like, the media's picking on somebody where if his only crime was that he wasn't playing well, and they kept asking him about it, I'd go, yeah, well, maybe. That's Philly media for you. Well, what are you going to do? You know, they're over the top. But that's not the case. As you said, it's sort of like, pay attention to me. Whoa. What do you pay attention to me for? What happened? Why are you guys here? It's like, you shout from a megaphone, you let everybody know how you feel, then people are asking follow-up questions, which I think is pretty understandable.
That's why I brought up the DeSean Jackson thing. I kind of forgot to finish that, which was Jackson made the point, when you're doing this, everyone's going to watch you so closely. You better go a million miles an hour on every play. You better block correctly. You better not drop a pass. And then if you watch the primetime game after that, there's like a play where maybe they just weren't on the same page, but where he just kind of gives up down the sideline. It's a deep ball. It's like, oh, why'd you stop running? There's like a play, again, where it's just like, if you keep running to the sideline, you might make that catch before you get out of bounds. And this is not me saying this. This was a wide receiver in DeSean Jackson basically saying, if you're going to be this guy who's agitating, then you need to deliver the goods. And I actually think at a 99% clip, he does. You throw him the ball, he's going to catch it. He's going to make people miss. He's going to run over dudes because he's that good. But it wasn't like in that game it felt like he got all the meat off the bone. So I think you just got to be careful if you're him to now be on your best
yep.
behavior because the teacher is watching your every move. The teacher in this case is the fans and the media.
Sure. That's a good way to put it, right? Because, again, you've invited this attention, and now it's not going according to the plan. Even still, by the way, you're 8-2. You're going to run away with this lackluster, terrible division. Great chance you're the one seed overall in the NFC, and the road to the Super Bowl goes back through you. With your great home field advantage and your excellent defense with a coach that's going to probably visit the Super Bowl again. Pretty an unbelievable situation. Like this should be, hey, this is awesome time, and somehow it's not.
Grant and Danny on the Fan stretch run here from Uptown Alley. I wanted to get to Lane Kiffin. I don't know how much you guys were tracking this today, but there was literal plane tracking happening of the head coach from Ole Miss, one of the most popular and renowned coaches in college football now. He is being sought after by Florida, who has a job opening, and LSU, who has a job opening. If you could choose between those three spots, you would probably put Ole Miss third. But if you've already been there, and you are already popular and comfortable there, and you've got your program in place and your recruiting class there, and a lot of the hay's already in the barn, closes the gap with those other teams. LSU versus Florida, I'm going LSU. I like everything about the program. I think they're closer. You're probably a good recruiting class away from the playoffs and a national championship. And maybe that's just recency talking because it's been so long since Florida, you know, that Tim Tebow, Urban Meyer-led group was at the top of the country. But I would rank it LSU, Florida, Ole Miss in terms of interest. I know we had Denton on earlier. He doesn't think Lane Kiffin's leaving. I think he is. I mean, if you're actually at a point where you're flying around and talking to people, there is enough interest. Once you leave Ole Miss's campus to talk to other teams, I think it's kind of over.
Yeah, the flirtation has started. Unless you're going to use it ultimately for that, you know, re-up deal.
Well, how weird is it if you
from
don't?
The home spot, yeah?
Like, imagine if you're like, yeah, you can go out on a couple of dates and tell me if you want to stay with me. Then you're like, I went out with them, and it was okay, but I am going to stay with you. Once you do the thing where you're experimenting
yep.
and you're dating, I'm good. Go your separate way.
So I thought, just, you know, without looking it up, that he'd only been at Ole Miss for a couple of years.
Hasn't it been like six?
But it has, exactly. Like, he came during the COVID year in 2020, and it's a lot of 10, 11 win seasons. He's sort of done the thing here. And you know, by all accounts, he likes it. There in Oxford, he's kind of got his own fiefdom. Obviously, he's paid very well. You know, family's there. I think, you know, sort of people around. It's going to take heaven and earth to move him. And you just happen to have a couple of programs that can do a heaven and earth, right? Like, you can be the king at LSU. You could be the king at Florida. Like, to me, Florida, it's inexcusable. They're not excellent. Like, that should be one of the seven or eight best football schools every single year, and they just haven't been able to get it right for some time. The infinite pipeline, the infinite resources, the infinite fan base, like, that place should be impossible for teams to go play, and it's not. They're, you know, it's once every four games, their quarterback will run a bunch, and they beat somebody. I can't believe they can't get it right there, and maybe he's the dude to do it.
Speaking of college football news, we got the figures on the deal with Virginia Tech for James Franklin. 5 years, $41.75 million. So right at, for James Franklin, $8-plus million a year to be the head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. I would imagine that money goes a long way in Blacksburg.
You would think so. I mean, you're looking at, you know, it's just below some of the elite tier guys at the major, major, major high-level programs. Like, I don't think anybody's getting to Ryan Day, $13-plus million, or Lincoln Riley, who's around 11, but that next tier down, that's the top of that tier for Virginia Tech, and it makes sense. I mean, you got to spend to make.
Well, I'll ask Hokie Altizer this, because not only is he literally leaving here to go to the Virginia Tech game, and he's driving to Blacksburg from this establishment after he hosts Overtime on 106.7 The Fan, but what there is a story that they are dumping massive amounts of money into their NIL collective, right? I mean, not only is this a James Franklin hire made possible because of this money, but they're about to spend huge on players in ways that they didn't for Pry and for Fuente, not that he was around in this era.
Yeah, there's I don't remember the exact number, but it's like 40 or 50 million annually over the next couple of years is being dumped into the athletics budget to put
Why
them
who?
On.
Like, where does that come from?
I'm not exactly sure, but it's on par then in terms of the budget, on par with the University of Georgia.
I saw it was like fringe top six in America.
Yeah.
Which, if that's true,
man,
you bring in James Franklin, and now you're going to spend close to $50 million a year on your athletics program, Virginia Tech's going to be winning the ACC again in 2 years. Like, they could be in the playoff in 2 years. Why couldn't they?
Yeah, and I saw some of the numbers in terms of what they were given, trying to find the exact numbers to bring in staff around him, and they're going to be in top of the league and top of the country in terms of what they're spending on an offensive coordinator, what they're spending on a defensive coordinator, and the support staff, on top of the fact that you're going to be spending on a roster. So, yeah, they should have the resources. Obviously, they showed that they were willing to go big game hunting to go get James Franklin, and I think they're going to be contenders in the ACC as early as next year.
I give them so much credit, Danny, for a few years of stinking up the joint and going,
yep,
we don't like it very much here in this room. Like,
yep,
we don't like it that much. Getting embarrassed by UCF, you know,
yeah,
or whatever.
Who's an ODU or whatever.
Nubs team they're playing. Like, that's bad in every single way. And they shouldn't be that team. They can compete. They can contend. They can recruit well enough that they should be better than that. But I didn't think James Franklin was possible. They blew me away with that hire.
Yeah, so Andy Bitter, we had him on earlier this week talking about it. He has a couple of the numbers. So Franklin's going to have an assistant salary pool of $9.5 million for the 10 on-field coaches,
wow.
Another $6 million for support staff. Franklin's going to have $3 million in budget for recruiting. That's not NIL. That's just going out to recruit, $3 million.
Like staying at hotels,
yes.
And just flying around. $3 million. I mean, they are dumping so much money into the program. How would they not, in that conference, this is what people didn't get about the Franklin hire, that were making fun of them bringing in small game James or whatever they called him. It's the ACC. This is not the SEC. The path to winning 10, 11 games and to being a national championship contender, while I'm not going to say is unimpeded, there are no speed bumps the size of the ones in the big boy conference.
Dude, it ain't the Big Ten or the SEC. Just not.
It's now, like Haynes King and Georgia Tech or whatever. Like, who's in front of you? I know Virginia had a good year. You get the occasional blip from one of these teams. But who's the power? I mean, Miami? Real, like, they're good for the first time in 10 years the last
could,
couple of years.
So your obstacles could be if Florida State ever got attacked together for more than 7 minutes. Florida State, Clemson, Miami. And then you're those are the big boys.
I think
right?
Dabo in this era doesn't work. And we'll see. I mean, he's a good
now,
coach.
Now, is that based on empirical evidence of exactly what's happened over the last several years?
Right.
What's that based on?
Well, it's based on him, unless he changes his ways.
Yeah.
And I admire this to an extent, if you're really just going to go down with the ship as captain and just you're going to be at the bottom of the ocean sitting on the dirt going, well, at least I'm still on my ship.
Did it my way.
But he basically comes out and says, I'm not playing everybody else's game. Okay, then you don't have to win. That's up to you. And they have done a really good job not winning here recently.
They've done a phenomenal job of it. Remember when they were preseason top five? Remember that?
I do. Everybody thought, like, Klubnik was going to win Heisman.
Oh, man.
But that's big money for James Franklin.
Yeah, but that's what you do, right? If you'd like to win the arms race, get the best arms. You know? I mean, that's the commitment that needed to be made. So good for them.
All right. Favorite NFL game before we say goodbye this weekend. What are you locking in on?
Ooh. You know, this is probably a hipster take. It's not Colts-Chiefs, right? That's the best game of the weekend. That's probably the most important one. Give me this train wreck. Give me this Cleveland Raiders muck.
Shador season.
Give me the mess. I want to see all of the chaos. I know it's stupid. It's trivial. It couldn't matter less in the landscape of this year's NFL. But for the narrative bowl, that's the one.
Give me Bucks-Rams. This is a playoff matchup. I think it's probably the only. Maybe the Colts-Chiefs, if you want to count that one. You know, there's only a couple of games that could actually happen in the playoffs this weekend. But Tampa Bay, it's a show-me game. They've lost two in a row. They're 6-4. If you're 6-5, then you're just a team that gets to win the South again. You know, I don't need to be impressed by you. But if you beat the Rams, it's a signature game. And remember, it was L.A. and Sean McVay that saved Baker Mayfield's career.
That's right.
He gets run out of Carolina, middle of the night, like the Mayflower trucks out of Baltimore. He goes, flies across country. One day of working on the playbook with McVay and then starts a Thursday night game.
And does fine.
Plays his butt off and everyone's impressed. Next thing you know, he signs a big contract with the Bucks. He goes there and turns his career around. And he says, and he did yesterday, but to this day, that if not for signing with the Rams, he doesn't think he's a starting quarterback playing at the level he is right now in the NFL. So that's, a fun
it's a good subplot.
Part of that matchup this weekend. All right, big thanks back in our D.C. studios to Darius and Ryan for their hard work. As always, Toby out here on site, Metal Chris who made everything work as well, for our listeners who hung out with us on what has been a really fun Friday field trip at Uptown Alley in Manassas. Grant and Danny saying so long. We are back at it on Monday, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Make note, our food draft that everybody's been looking forward to ahead of Thanksgiving. Topher time is next on The Fan.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.